tell me about this song, Hold On, Let Go. You know, what's it about?
It's quite recent. I've had a sort of miraculous couple of years here, and I don't want to make it sound too dramatic, but really I spent 27 years being lower middle class and kind of happily, sloppily going to pieces on the couch. And like the last four or five years, my life has taken some lovely, dramatic, beautiful changes, and I feel like I've just gained all this second chance, second wind. It's like I'm 15 years younger, and yet a lot of it came from kind of dealing with tragedy. I finally confronted my drinking and got sober, and that made my wife crazy, and she said, well, then that's the end of our marriage. You're like, what? You know, that doesn't make any sense, but it made sense to her, and so a marriage of 27 years was let go of, and that was very difficult. And then all of a sudden, you know, I don't have a home, and I was sort of homeless and sober and coping with all this grief, and then a good friend of mine lost her father, and that was the kind of the last of the straws on that particular camel's back. And I do songwriting to work things out. I do it very much intentionally and kind of collaboration with the Spirit of God as much as I possibly can. I do the best I can, and I really am working it out in prayer and in collaboration. And to me, this was a song that really touches the depths of my spirit about coping and what we can do and what we can ask from God and what God will give us in the depths of grief. And,
I'm going to hold on a little bit longer, waiting for you. I'm going to hold on a little bit longer, waiting for you. If Jesus brings you water, children, jump right.